Welcome to the Afterthought Podcast. I'm your man, Joe Hill. We got JP in the building. And of course, we got the exclusive Tiff Tonto on the road. She can hear us. We can see her. But she is driving with the fam, making her way to New York City. Clap it up for yourselves for being here with us right now. Everybody in the building. You can't clap, Tiff. Don't clap. You
need your hands. Clap, Tiff.
10-2. What they say, JP?
10-2.
This is a special Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving, actually, episode. Thanksgiving is actually in a couple hours. And, you know, we just wanted to get on here, stay consistent with y'all. We got some dope topics that I'm going to be talking about, and we're going to be vibing with y'all. But, of course, let's get this thing started. Let's start with ladies first. Tiff, how you doing? I know you're driving, but you got the camera set up. You got a whole production team. You're looking real professional on the road right now, I must say.
Oh, shit. See? Got to keep it professional. Mm-hmm. I'm doing well. I'm very grateful that I'm able to actually make it down because I wasn't going to be able to make it down there. But I guess they worked some things out at the office, so they gave us the day off for Friday. So I'm on the road, and Layla's happy. I'm happy. And it's good because I didn't want to cook. So now I get to, like, not cook.
You said that very
just show up and eat.
I didn't want to
cook. Leave.
JP, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling blessed, man. Hanging in there. You know, sipping on my holiday coquito.
You got to intro that right. People at home on Facebook is already saying, what is that? What is it and how much? That's all we want to know.
Okay. Now, this is my personal specialty holiday gift that I received. Shout to my homegirl, Maspio. Mm-hmm. You know the vibes uptown. Mm-hmm. And then I also got my fancy coquito shipment coming in too. Shout to my brother, Jay Caraballo. Holding down for the news. I support my friends and I support locally.
Okay.
So
you have to.
I got some of the best. Huh?
I say you have to during these times, especially with the pandemic, to make sure everybody.
Exactly. That's how, like, and just like you see here on my shirt, shout out to my brother Des Comedy with that random year.
Oh yeah.
He blessed me, hooked me up. So you know I gotta hold it down, Desi. I feel you, fam. But shout you said Desi. It, Joe. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we make sure we show our loved ones and our team support. You know, everybody hustling right now during the pandemic. Everybody got some good quality. I know y'all going to talk about the things y'all got moving soon, too. Mm-hmm. Or y'all already have moving. We're going to talk about that later with Joe and Tiff. Mm-hmm. But we got to support each other. Mm-hmm. Black Friday coming up, Cyber Monday coming up. We're going to make sure, instead of going to all these big departments and corporations, we holding our own down, point blank, period. So I just want to make sure I came on correct. Y'all see the energy. Y'all see the vibes over here.
JP came through on some hood shit. Like, I'm not with it tonight. I'm ready. I'm ready for this podcast tonight. Shout out to Serena Monet representing the Chi-Town in the building. I see you, sis. It's Thanksgiving. We all grateful for a lot of things. I want to open this up by not getting too emotional, but I'm grateful for, one, having y'all, knowing y'all, doing it, being on this journey with me. JP, I've known you for many years. Tiff, it feels like I've known you since we was in 11th grade. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm grateful to have good people around me. And outside of y'all, you know, my team, shout out to my UGK brothers, K. Smith, Emerson, Javon, and the whole team and everybody. Just shout out to my brother. I'm grateful for, you know, just the people that continuously make sure that I stay grounded and I'm staying focused. So I'm definitely taking the time this week to recharge and just smell the roses more of the family.
For sure.
People I ain't see in a while. So I'm out here on the West Coast. I'm in Oakland. You see the family pics in the back.
Oh, dwellers. Listen, Joe, don't tell us no more about where the fuck you at if it's sunny. Don't tell us.
Thank you, Tiff. It's cold out here. We was in the Porsche.
But it was cold. I had the top down coming from Richmond in Oakland out there in Berkeley. And it was cold. So it's cold out here. It's like in the high 50s right now. So, I mean, it's not sunny.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's cold
because
it's 51 degrees right now here. So
So
I'm about to say it's 50. It's like 50 here.
Yeah. So keeping the theme of being grateful, what's some of the stuff? I'm gonna still go to Tiff, and I'm coming to you, Jay. Tiff, what's some of the stuff just off the top you grateful for? We know it's been a crazy year, but let's talk about the positives.
Grateful to still have a job. I'm grateful to have such a wonderful daughter. You know, she's doing really great right now in school with everything that's been thrown at her. You know, first time like really doing this independent learning, and me being a single parent, I'm not studious, so I can't do none of that schoolwork with her. So just, I'm grateful for her dedication and her drive. You know what I mean? She made high honor roll, has nothing to do with me. All credit to her. And I'm grateful for having good friends. You know what I mean? Some place to eat this Thanksgiving, a nice roof over my head. I'm just grateful for my health. Just grateful. You know, it's a lot to be grateful for, especially right now in this 2020 season.
You covered all grounds. I mean, family, job, you know, mental. You know, like you covered, you couldn't have said that any better.
I'm not the mental. That shit is slipping. My man, that shit is slipping.
First of all, what, you got a window open over there?
No.
So you said your mental is slipping? Elaborate.
That shit is like slipping.
Right.
You can't even
slipping
say it.
Slipping is slipping.
So, shit. But I'm here, though. I'm here. And I'm grateful.
That's what's up, Tim. That's what's up. Jay, how you feeling? What
that's
are
you a fact,
for?
You know? I'm going to just sit here and say, like the things that you guys both said, but I'm just grateful for solid people in my life. Mm-hmm. Like having a dope village of people around me.
Yeah.
Family, friends, loved ones. Like it's been a tough year, man. You know, when you watch people you love, lose people they love, and then personally losing someone I love, mm-hmm. losing my aunt, and it's not even, you know, while everyone thinks it's just COVID, COVID ain't catching everyone. There's still real life health issues. So when Tip talks about your health, that's so important too. Mm-hmm. There's so many other things that are still plaguing us as a community overall. But I'm just so thankful for the fact that in spite of all of these tough times, you know, people have been here for each other. Mm-hmm. People have been able to reach out to each other, hold each other down, help lift each other up, maintain our spirits. And I'm just thankful for that village, man, because we all pour into each other. We all help each other be better. Mm-hmm. We all are trying our best to be as aware of everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Even though, to Tiff's point, the mental feel like you're slipping and slipping, because it's hard. But you know, day in and day out, we gonna keep being great, and I'm thankful for this platform, because you know, in spite of all of this, I think we've been able to help not highlight ourselves, but highlight people in our community, people in our circles who are doing such amazing things, so many dope things to help make a difference. So I'm thankful for this platform, thankful for the village, man. And
shit, man, you know, y'all making me feel good. You know, just y'all speaking to a lot of people's truths that's gonna be listening. Shout out to the Afterthought Podcast. We live, we on Facebook, we on every streaming platform possible. Shout out to Anchor, and we talking about being thankful. You know, and I think JP, you said it too. I don't want to be insensitive to the folks that have lost and aren't, you know what I'm saying, where mentally where they're at. Because, you know, since March, we've been dealing with a lot. And I mean, leading up to the election, all the injustices, the shootings, the police, like, and then we had what just happened on November 4th. You know how, you know, Trump is still creating static. You know, it's like, okay, we're over it. We just want to move on as a country. And I'm thankful that it went down like that. That's one of the things I wanted to say, because it could have went either way, y'all. We could be sitting here right now with Trump being reelected and it going a whole nother way. So I'm just thankful that the stars lined up and we got a sister, even though a lot of people have their, you know, opinions. And I think, you know, we got to give it time, you know what I'm saying? But I think we, there's some hope with Trump out. That's the only thing I want to focus on. He's out. So
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's time to, and like I always just say, man, not to belabor the politics issue. We just got to hold our politicians accountable now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you believed you wanted change and this is the change that you believed in, mm-hmm. got to hold them accountable.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Just hold them accountable.
That's a great segue. Y'all saw the Jeezy Gucci battle last week. Did y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to bring that back. The reason why I say that's a great segue, Stacey Abrams, am I saying her name right?
Yes.
Sister from Georgia. She started off the show, and I didn't see it. When I watched it the second time, I was like, oh, that was dope how they infused.
Yeah, how she started off the show.
And you know, getting people, because, you know, January 5th is important. We got to get out there, and we got to vote. Because
everybody in Georgia, Joe. You was just in Georgia. Yes. I got family in Georgia. Mm-hmm. January 5th, keep going.
January 5th, I think it's important. And the reason why I said that was a great segue, you know, going into the fans of hip hop, I'm a big fan of Young Jeezy and Gucci. There was a moment in that battle, specifically about three quarters in, Gucci plays the diss record. And some of y'all know where I'm going with this. It got a little hot. It got to a point where, you know, he was saying some things, he was bringing up the past. And I don't know about y'all, but I was nervous than a motherfucker. I was on the couch.
I was too. I was concerned.
And I was concerned. I was very concerned. And I will say this: people don't know that the hip hop
perfect game, word.
It could have jumped off right there in Magic City live on Versus. But I'm glad them.
Thank God, Jeezy was had his emotions intact.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he was mature and level-headed about the situation. Because if you had...
Most definitely.
Yeah, because Gucci was ready. He was antagonistic. Like, fuck this shit.
Yes.
I don't want to talk.
Yo, he just said... You know, remember in Rush Hour when they kidnapped Sue Young? And then when she got the bomb on her, and she like... Push the goddamn button. Push the goddamn button. Push the goddamn button. That was Gucci. Gucci just push the goddamn button.
That's perfect. Yeah.
It's like when you show up to a fight, a battle, and you're trying to talk to me. Nah, man. But this type of talk was different. The way Jeezy broke it down, he said, you know, I brought us on here to show the world what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just about our beef. It's about what we've been through. And I think when he said that, I think a ripple effect went around the digital stream. Everybody felt that, like, damn, he got that.
Even Gucci Mane felt stupid. He looked kind of like childish. Like,
yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? He just kept trying to push this button that he couldn't really get through. You know what I mean? And then it was like, all right, let me just cut my shit. You know how a kid is being bad. And then it's just like they're not getting the attention or the laughs that they think they're going to get. And then it's just like, all right, let me calm the fuck down
because it's
not working. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what that was.
Terrible he looked in that moment after Jeezy said what he said.
Yeah. What you think, Jay?
Nah, I agree with Tiff. That's exactly what I thought. That's what I thought. But, you know, what people forget sometimes is how real, like, this is not like industry beef.
This is street shit.
This was real street shit. I want to give a big shout out to my cousin Will and my bro Notch. Like, they were just talking about it on their show because they based down in Atlanta. Shout out to Pause for Applause. And they were just talking about it. And Notch DJ and is at all the big events doing all these things. And when I was listening to them, having a real pulse of how they move out there and understanding the amount of significant real history and real life issues that these people have had as men. Not like this ain't manufactured beef.
No.
This is very real.
And Jay, you got to break it down. I'm going to swing it back, but I got to give a quick description. Jeezy and Gucci produced the track Icy. Gucci met a female at a club. He went to her house. The four men bum rushed the room. They pistol whipping him, butt naked. He's trying to defend himself, figure out what's going on. In the process of him struggling with these men, he grabs a gun, fires off, catches one, like literally finishes him, and puts him in a box and buries him by a school. So how the police come in, you know, he had some other charges that he went and did some time for, but this, he got off because it was more like a self-defense. So I just want people to know that's watching, when JP says real, that was real nigga.
Thank you for the breakdown, Joe. Ahead, Joe. That's the perfect breakdown. And don't forget, alleged, the people that came to see Gucci were associates of Young Jeezy.
Associates meaning those were his mans for the street people. Those are his. So if your mans, if I send some mans, me and Tiff is putting out records, and I'm a little jealous, and I send some people to shake her up, and she happens to take one of my mans out in the process, I can't even be mad because I sent them her way. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, Jay. It's just crazy.
No. That's the perfect breakdown, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's so important that people know that.
Of retaliation, that shit just never ends. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's why it's so sick, and that's why I'm glad Jeezy like grew up the way he did and did, you know, the self work, and he's just like, you know, it's not even worth it. And he got an Asian woman
right now, so she's showing him the Tai Chi and all that. Right?
Yeah. So she calming his ass down, right? They doing all types of chakra all types shit, of shiny right? shit,
right?
So. You know, and he's photo names, Nipsey, King Von.
She's
you know.
Cool though. I like her. I like his wife. She's cool. I like her. But go ahead, Tiff. And then we're gonna come back to Jay. Go ahead, Tiff.
So he mentioned all these recent people that just died from violence, gang violence. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I think at that point, Gucci
BS, yeah.
like, you know what? This shit don't make sense, because I'm thinking Gucci is dressed like a mature ass man, and you got a beautiful wife at home. Is this really worth it? You know what I mean? To prove a point. And then I was kind of like, I got where he was coming from. I can't tell a man how to feel about somebody that he felt like came and tried to kill him. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Never happened to me. So I don't know how I would feel. And I'm not a street person, so I don't know how I would feel. It's different codes. But the thing is this, it's like, y'all, it's not even worth it at this point. It's not worth it, because you're gonna go home or not go home to your wife or go back to jail. You know what I mean? Everybody is grown now. And then it was like, you changed the whole energy of the versus battle. I'm like, nah, don't come here with this nigga shit. Versus is a good thing.
do that shit at the gas station, motherfucker. Line of the night. That's funny as hell. Y'all fucked the whole vibe up. Like, y'all could have did this shit at a gas station.
That's so real. That's so real, Tiff.
But go ahead, Jay.
I felt the same way.
Going off with Tiff's.
I felt the same way. I just echo what Tiff said.
I mean, I feel like once you make a statement, it's almost like, it's like, you remember 8 Mile? We all watch 8 Mile, right? Shout out to Miss Braxton. I see you here. Appreciate you coming through. We all watch 8 Mile. When Eminem was at the end, when he was going through the whole crew, one thing he did very well.
Oh, at the battle?
At the very end, he put all his information out there. So you can't even use that against me. So when it's time to battle, your turn, what you gonna say? I done used my shit that you was probably gonna say on myself, now what? So I think in that regard, once Jeezy put it out there that on some grown man, like Tiff said, he wasn't prepared to be mature, but he had to. He had to in front of everybody. He couldn't just be like, nah, I'm still on some gangster shit, because it's like, you're gonna be the only one looking up there looking crazy with your turtleneck on and your corduroys on. Yeah, on corduroys, y'all. He had on mango colored corduroys.
That mango. but not like a fresh mango off the tree. It was more like the mango out the Dole can. You know, a little tinted.
Yeah, they said this nigga was dressed like a pastor.
But I will say this, The Versus battles have brought us together for entertainment purposes. We haven't had it, no live concerts. We haven't had no pay-per-views, nothing to really stream outside of Breakfast Club interviews and things like that. So the Versus has given us life and hope that we can't wait to get back to season. Because I think this is going to keep going. I think they need to keep going. I heard the Tribe Called Quest / Outkast got stalled. I heard that was coming out, but then it didn't.
Ashanti and Keisha Cole is coming up. She accepted her battle.
Time out.
Oh?
Say that again, Tiff.
Breaking news.
Ashanti accepted Keisha Cole's battle. They've been talking about that for a minute now.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Can I say one
Ashanti
thing? Ashanti
is going to hurt Keisha Cole. Keisha
I'm going to say this.
Joe, you in the Bay. Time out. Joe, you know where you at right now.
Hold on.
So you got to watch your words carefully.
Ashanti's got some fire records. Ashanti's got some banger records and some fire features.
But and she's a writer.
But one thing I'm going to tell you, once Keisha Cole stopped playing them records that she been, because let me tell you something, Keisha Cole, K. Michelle, Mary J. Blige, they make the best records when they're going through some shit.
They need to go through some shit. Like, you need to go fuck nigga.
If Keisha Cole plays I Changed My Mind, it's over. With Kanye West, it's over.
Yo, Joe, I'm going to tell you something, Tiff. When Joe and I would be hosting brunch, those Keisha Cole joints, as much as Ashanti got more hits,
you need to
those Keisha Cole joints, listen. When Missy say new Keisha,
that shit
would just boom. And it would be like,
Keisha Cole might not.
Keisha Cole's 20, she might not have enough in the tank. That's the only problem.
I don't think she got enough songs. But
Kevin Hill, what up, Kev?
Harder than Ashanti.
That's Uncle Kev. What up, Uncle Kev?
I don't know.
We're gonna see, because I ain't think Monica had anything until I heard.
You ain't think Monica had it?
First of all.
No, I'm not really a Monica fan like
you. Oh, I love me some Monica, too.
Shout out to Gray. Gray said the funniest shit. He said, when Brandy and Monica battles, I got problems. I got questions for Monica because she got three songs and one of them is her and Brandy's song and I lost it. I said,
exactly. Yeah, I got no shade on my girl. Yo, Monica got bangers.
Yeah.
I learned that day, but she had bad energy too on that show.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
She was like, look, I ain't fucking playing with your old happy, jolly ass bitch. I just want to come in here, do my songs, and
get my money.
We not friends.
You know, Monica's a bit of a goon. Like, Monica's a hood.
Monica's hood.
Definitely.
I like Monica, and Monica's a real one. I think Brandy is just like, you know what's weird about Brandy's just like that awkward black girl.
Brandy is a hippie, okay?
Like she don't understand anything in the room. Like she don't have a good pulse of every room or the people around her. She's super talented. She's super dope. Like you put her in One Direction, she knocks that shit out the park.
I mean,
but as far as like getting a gauge for how people are in certain places and spaces.
She just not straight.
She comes across like she'd be a little like aloof at moments.
A little passive.
I could be wrong, but
a little naive.
Yeah.
I think
the Versus has definitely helped us as a culture. And speaking of culture, this is a great time to transition to our Thanksgiving portion. Shout out to everybody celebrating Thanksgiving. I gotta say this, you know, as folks, I'm a chef myself. I'm not cooking this year. I'm with Tiff. I did not want. So this part of the segment is called,
I'm cooking.
Are you cooking?
I'm cooking.
Are you helping or are you not doing a goddamn thing? I need you to put that in the comments.
Let us know. Let us know what you're doing.
Are you helping?
I'm going to eat and wash my dish. That's what the fuck I'm doing.
But I think traditionally, right now, everybody's gas bill is high than the motherfucker right now. Everybody is burning. Everybody's oven is on right now. People are cooking. JP probably got some greens on the stove right now. There's probably a turkey being brined somewhere right now. But this is where, this is where chefs are made on a Thanksgiving. Because you got people that come into this holiday that try to show off. You know that people in the family, they're trying to show off. They trying they're trying to carry the weight and bear the brunt of the family. And I'm gonna be honest, I gotta talk to y'all about some traditional foods that I have to have on Thanksgiving. Since I am not, I'm helping, I'm lying, I'm doing the mashed potatoes for my family. I'm that's the only thing I'm doing on this.
You have mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, the fixings, mac and cheese.
But what do you have for breakfast? You Jamaican, you don't have
oxtails. To be honest,
no porridge.
I have a football
schedule. No porridge in the morning?
I have a football schedule, so I don't eat until about 2:30. I get my drinks in. That's it. I get eating about 2:30.
But Joe, so if you don't start till 2:30, around what time are you eating, Tiff?
But these niggas, we gonna probably eat late with these niggas.
My family like that too.
Sounded like 7:30. Tiff, that sounds like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Tiff is gonna go to the Spanish spot because I'm not.
You better get there before 5 because they close.
Yo.
To the Spanish spot.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you what I do on what I've done the last few Thanksgivings, low key.
Break it down.
When I'm with my cousins, when I'm with one side of the family, they start later than the other. And then I have like multiple houses I can hop to around uptown.
Yeah.
But since we can't really do that this year, what I usually do when I wake up early is I go to the corner store and I get me like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
See, you know what?
I gotta get something really completely different.
Y'all really eating before on y'all buying other food Thanksgiving Day? I'm upset at y'all.
Or I go to get porridge. Joe, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what happens.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell if I'm with family, it's porridge or some oatmeal. Like that's what I usually do.
Shout out to the Hispanic, the Latinos, they call it avena. Avena. It's very similar to avena. It's porridge. It's farina, whatever. It's very similar. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah. Farina, cream of wheat, oatmeal. Mm-hmm. Whether it's farina, cream of wheat, oatmeal, cornmeal porridge, banana porridge, hominy. Get a bowl of some porridge.
What do you put in your oatmeal?
You know, hot cereal. Yeah,
what do you put in there? What do you put in there, Jay? I'm with Tiff. What are you putting in there, man?
Am I what? Am I oatmeal?
In your porridge. What do you? We need to know.
Porridge. It's a little condensed milk.
Okay.
Nutmeg.
Go ahead.
Fresh nutmeg. Cinnamon. Vanilla extract.
Okay.
Low sugar.
I was gonna come for that black card if you said something.
Oh no. We it's condensed milk, maybe a little regular milk or evaporated with it. Your sugar, your vanilla, your fresh nutmeg, fresh cinnamon.
Tiff, he does it the right way. We'll give him that. So I gotta ask you this, and I asked both of y'all this. When you're making that first plate, let's get right to the facts. Let's talk to the facts now. I'm going to go to Tiff first. I'm coming to you.
Let's go.
I want to know, what's the first plate looking like and on a Thanksgiving for you personally? And I need to know how you line, where you putting it on the plate. It's the reason why I'm asking this. What's the plate looking like, and what is on the plate, and what is it next to? Let's go.
Oh, everything is on my plate because I'm fucking starving for waiting so long.
Perfect.
So that shit look like a garbage plate. It don't matter where it go because I know where it's gonna go and where, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Tim.
It really don't fucking matter.
Thank you, Tim.
One of those that don't like no food to touch. My food can touch. I can put all that and stir it up together and put it all
Thank
on
you, Tim.
Oh,
okay. I'm co-signing what Tiff said.
Okay, so Tiff pretty much said, just put the shit on my plate and give me the. She like Randy Moss. Just throw it up. Just give me the ball, and I'm
co-sign.
Yeah. So,
go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. Because I'm co-signing everything Tiff said.
the reason why I'm saying this is because me and my man, we was last time I was in Oakland about two and a half weeks ago, we were talking about Thanksgiving and we were talking about plates and we were talking about, and he said the yams and the mac and cheese cannot be touching. And I almost, I almost pulled the flag out of my back pocket and threw a penalty, 15 yards on that bullshit. Like, time out. I said, what? He goes, nah. He goes, let me break it down to you. And I said, please do, because right now I'm ready to call my, your boy. He said, look, you can't have, this is his reasoning. I can't have the mac and cheese and the sweet potatoes touching because the cranberry is to the right of the mac and cheese. I said, nigga, okay, but that's bad placement. You got the cranberry too close to the mac and cheese. But
throw in the garbage.
Yeah. You don't need that. Don't even matter.
Word.
It's all gonna get eaten. What about desserts? What are some of y'all favorite Thanksgiving desserts or
favorite, you know, Thanksgiving dessert is sweet potato pie, banana pudding. I like apple pie, Häagen-Dazs, vanilla ice cream.
You gotta have the ice cream. If you don't have
you stole all my answers.
You don't have
in that order. In that order.
And you know what, y'all? I like my collard green juice in my mac salad. I like that shit.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Yo,
speaking of collard greens, if you don't open that pot of collard greens and it don't smell like, and it don't, you know how collard greens, it smells good, but it has this weird, like somebody just took a shit, but it's a good, like it's a good.
That's when you know the turkey and the juices of the greens been marinated just enough time so that when you pop it open, you know you lean a little when you smell it at first, but it hit right though. It's like, okay.
And it's crazy because there's people right
like
now,
toilet water.
It's people that's gonna listen to this around the world, different countries. Cause we, you know, the Afterthought podcast is streaming in multiple continents. It, you know, I don't wanna get y'all too hyped, but we in a lot of continents internationally, we in the US domestically, we working right now. But for those that are listening, let me just break this down cause I've been doing this all night. I gotta give you the social cues real quick. In my household, and I'm sure Tiff and JP, collard greens, how we do it, and us folks, is we boil them turkey legs. You boil them down first. You got to boil them down for about three hours. You got to boil them bad boys down. Get them off the bone ready, and then you add your greens. And on a healthy pro tip, I'm going to give you a pro tip. If you want to spice up and go a little healthier, throw some kale in with
kale
your
kale greens. Mix it with the
kale.
Oh,
yeah, we do that.
Throw your garlic in
the kale with the mix. Yeah, that's what we do. We do that.
So let me tell you something.
Once you boil that shit down the way you cook it down, ain't nothing healthy about them greens no more.
Exactly. All the kale in the world ain't gonna change it, but it tastes great.
that shit go out the window.
I want to bring a weird meal to the forefront, and I need y'all to know if I'm weird, because you know I'm a very mixed, I'm very cultured. Some people say I'm Ethiopian, I'm Jamaican, I'm mixed. I have a very diverse ethnic background. JP knows that.
Jamaican Thanksgiving too, Joe. Don't worry.
But this one might, for those that's listening. So one of my favorite Thanksgiving side dishes is raisin carrot salad.
All right.
I like carrot salad.
Feel me on this.
I like carrot salad.
Take your raisins. Shout out to Mark Clark, Uncle Mark in the building. You take your raisins. No, scratch that. Take your carrots. Don't cut them. You kind of shred them. You kind of shave them, and you get a coleslaw action type of feel with the carrots. Then you take your raisins, and you take regular mayonnaise. Feel me on this. Regular mayonnaise, and you mix in the raisins and the carrots, and you put it in the refrigerator. And overnight, the sugar and the mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's good.
Creates heaven overnight. And yo, it's raisin carrot coleslaw. It is the bomb.
Blindfolded. I grew up in a project, so raisins and food look like roaches. I can't do it.
So Jay, go ahead, Jay.
I can't do it.
Nah, I'm saying I like those carrots. But I gotta tell you a slight variation on the carrots that my mother does.
Come through.
And my mother has done this, and it's phenomenal. My mother makes these marinated carrots. Mm. So instead of like, yeah. So my mom, she cuts the carrots up. And what she does though is like, she cuts up like onions and has like a little like pickled vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Like a pickled vinegar. And she marinates the carrots in that. Mm-hmm. Mixes them up. Seasons them just a little lightly with some fresh herbs only.
JP,
no salt, no nothing.
I'm convinced JP is just as bougie as Jay-Z.
Yo,
so are them joints cooked? JP, is it cooked or is it a cold salad?
So it's cooked. So here's the thing. My mom, it's like she cooks it like it's I gotta double check with her. Because you can have them cold.
Yeah.
So it's like she puts the carrots over a flame just to like make them a little looser. So you know they're not as hard. But it's not like they're hot. But then she puts them in the fridge and you can have them cold and you let it sit overnight and all of those flavors just sink in. And it's so good.
Have you ever had candy carrots? Like the carrots made like candy yams, like candy carrots?
Oh yeah, I've had those before.
I'm not as much of a fan of those, but I've had it.
I want to ask y'all this. You know, Thanksgiving is a time where we're thankful, we're gathering around. Unlike Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving, there's always the Thanksgiving dinners. You know, me, you have Christmas dinner, but Thanksgiving dinner is real special. I don't know about y'all, but is it me or you ever been, when I say it's on away, when I say away, you're not home, you're going to visit someone. Tiff is going to visit fam. I'm with fam. You're not home, but you go to visit fam. And you ever walked into one of them awkward Thanksgivings where you walk into a living room and you see family that you ain't never met in your entire life, but they waiting to meet you? And you like, this is your uncle and your cousin from down south. They in town right now. And then you got to sit right in between them, just awkwardly, like, yeah, so.
No, I'm the cousin that go to fuck upstairs and go to sleep. I don't do those awkward meetings. I'm sorry. I don't know you. You're a stranger. I don't care that you're my cousin.
I appreciate you, Mark.
You know, you got different sets of cousins. So like when you come together with your cousins and your aunts or your uncles or your cool, and everybody you got the cool uncle. Like my Uncle Kev is the cool uncle. He on the check-in now. Yeah. So you know, you have your certain groups of cousins who you gotta, the group that drink together, the group that gotta go take the walk. I know Joe was with the cousins that took the walk.
Gotta take the
walk. So you got to take the walks. Mm-hmm. You got the cousins who's here to drink. Then you got the cousins who's and the uncles that's either watching all the games.
Yes, gotta have the games on.
And not really drinking. They not drinking the wine. They drinking the drinks. So you know you got there's different sets of drinks that at Thanksgiving. You got the wine drinkers and sippers. Your aunties will sip a little wine and chill.
Everybody
or you have it. A little non for the non-drinkers, some sorrel or some,
yeah.
Or some punch, and then you got the drinkers, cause you know the coquitos out, the Hennessy's out, they watching the game,
yeah.
The smokers is in the backyard or they three blocks down.
Where's the uncles that's
calling?
Drunk? Where's the uncles that's drunk?
No, oh, yeah, they
telling
there.
The business.
That'd be the best shit when you go to somebody's house and they got the drunk uncle or auntie.
Super lit.
Oh, I live for that. If you have one, invite me over. I need to see this.
and also, Thanksgiving, you know, is the time to be merry. There's a lot of drinking. JP has the signature. Put the bottle up, Jay. Bring it back to the screen. For those that know and don't know, Coquito is one of those holiday, you get every holiday, but specifically Thanksgiving and Christmas. How much does that bottle go for right
now?
How much does it go for, Jay?
Depending on the plug, that's going anywhere from $25 to $40.
Well, I need a reunion set up. JP, if you know what I mean.
Right? I can line that up. I can line that up for you, Joe.
All right,
don't worry.
I need me a bottle of that.
Don't worry. And Tiff, I can hook you up too.
Thank you. I got some Coquito too. I bought some.
I'm trying to buy some for Christmas, fam. So set me up.
I got I, I, I I got you. I got you. How long you in the city till, Tiff?
Till Sunday. And I want to make an announcement. I just made it to Brooklyn. I just made it to Brooklyn. I'm going across the bridge.
Live on the Afterthought podcast.
Hey, I see that. Road. No, hey, I see the Verrazano Bridge.
Hands-free device. She's on the podcast with us, still putting in the work. In New York City, officially.
Does it smell like the city?
Smell like $15 at that toll. I tell you that.
Yo, it was $16.
You right about that?
$16?
You got to almost. You almost got to put a pillowcase with some hoodies in it and get the HOV prices. That $6.50.
Yo, do not do that.
Shit.
Do not do that. Let me tell you something. I seen someone get pulled over. I seen people get pulled over multiple times trying that shit on the LIE when I was going out to my office in Long Island. Do not try to put your dog.
That's the HOV lane. Jay-Z has his own lane called the Hove lane on highways. No, it's called the HOV lane. It's if you have two or more. No, you have to have three or more.
The carpool.
Carpool, and you can get a discount. If you got the Easy Pass, you get a discount too. So, yeah. But it's all good. Tip is in Brooklyn. She says she's here till Sunday, but to the creep, she's lying. So y'all don't really got a pulse on where she's at. She's just. Let's talk about Black Friday real quick, and how it has changed this year. I don't know what y'all doing this Friday and what you're spending, but traditionally, they named it after us because they know the blacks is out shopping on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So. I want to know, do you think...
Oh, that's because when they used to auction slaves. That's why it's called Black Friday.
But you took it out and said it actually derived from... Say it again, Tiff. Say it one more time.
The auction of slaves.
Black Friday was officially... it's a part of history. So I'm saying that to say this. Are y'all shopping this year? Are you?
I never did.
Friday morning?
I never shopped on Black Friday ever.
I never did either.
Not really, right?
I never was going on to them stores.
I came up on a good TV one time, a 50 inch.
You know what? I don't like shopping on a regular day, so I cannot go. I don't like that crowd. I don't like going shopping on a regular day.
Yeah.
So to deal with that crowd and people fighting over Tickle Me Elmos and shit, I'm good.
Yeah.
I
don't
want
that.
Yeah. I'm with Tiff. I'm co-signing whatever Tiff's saying today, clearly, y'all. Because we on the same type of time. I'm not.
I think Black Friday, one, the attitude for shopping on Black Friday has changed significantly. I think we're used to being outside, even if it's something small. You don't got to buy a big purchase on Black Friday, but I think there's crazy sales that intrigue us and, you know, entice us to spend money on Black Friday.
But real quick, Joe, I want to keep it going. I hate, though, about Black Friday is how we've gotten into, like, a few years ago, they started opening up the stores on like Thursday afternoon.
Super early.
And I'd be like, what? I see, yeah.
You open up Thursdays.
Like the department stores and like Walmart and all these. And I'm like,
yeah.
Thanksgiving is meant to be with your family. It's meant to be able to be spending the time doing the things we was just talking about earlier.
Yeah.
For you to now be sitting here saying it's so important, we can't even wait till Friday. We got to make all these people work and make all these people have an incentive to spend money and be outside instead of actually spending time with the people that they should be the most.
It's true.
I hated that.
I want to ask you this, Jay, though. Think about it physically. Friday, if most of us is off, we're not working. Most of us, we get the double weekend off or the jobs give you off Friday because they already know what time it is. What's your energy like Friday morning? Do you have energy like that even to get up and shop?
No.
Like,
listen, I'm not
like?
Standing on no line to spend my money anywhere. You got me fucked up. You supposed to stand on line to come and get my money. You supposed to stand on my line to collect my money. I'm not standing on no line. Never understood that. Stand on line for a pair of sneakers. Who's crazy enough to do that shit?
No, you're right.
A lot of people are. I wouldn't.
I got the patience for it.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
But you know what though? I think there's a mystique to it. Society can get us gassed up to do whatever they want us to if they do it the right way through commercials, advertising. So I think a lot of it is just through advertising and getting us to spend that money. But I'm glad that we ain't really had to spend, you ain't really had to spend money like that the last 4 or 5 months. You got a pandemic outside. People still don't have jobs. There's people right now normally used to putting on a big feast. And I'm sure some people probably can't, you know, due to the finances and things. So I'm just hoping that everybody's with loved ones and they are able to, you know, have that meal that you're normally having and you're used to and being around close ones, because it's crazy.
Just the energy to just be around family. Yeah. A lot of people are depressed. You know, you got to think about it. A lot of people, we all suffer from some type of mental health issue. Yeah. So imagine people that have severe mental health issues. And now, you know, before it used to be work or the things that you do to keep you busy. And now you don't have that. You're stuck in a house with mental health issues. You bipolar. You got an abusive husband at home. Your kids got special needs. So now people are really forced to sit with yourselves. You know what I mean? We can sit with ourselves because we're healthy. But imagine people that are not mentally healthy and now they got to just sit still and sit with themselves. So I just feel sorry for people, you know what I mean? That is struggling mentally with their mental health during this.
Yeah, agreed. And for the people who don't have, and for the people who don't necessarily have the ability to, you know, spend time with as big of a group of people as they used to, I think about all the people who've lost someone, and this is going to be the first holiday season without that person at the table, or without that person there to laugh and joke with, and having lost really close loved ones, I know how that feels. So my heart really goes out to them. With everything that's happened in this pandemic, you know, it's really going to hit differently for so many people.
Yeah.
And this may be, unfortunately for some, the first time they've had to deal with loss or multiple loss around the holidays. So to Tiff's point about everyone's mental health, like I'm very concerned, you know, I'm wishing everyone the best, prayers, positive energy, that, you know, you find yourself, even if you have to reflect or lament for a little bit, try not to let that consume you.
Yeah.
You know, if you got family and friends who've been through that, go reach out, man. Yo, pick up that phone and go call someone. Go check on your folk. Make sure they good.
What about, like,
give them a little FaceTime
that are in nursing homes, or, like, you know, the elders that are just still home and people are just so in so much fear of being around their family members because of this pandemic. And now, you know, you don't even know if your grandmother got 24 more hours to live, you know what I mean? Because she, and you're like, you know, hesitant, you're contemplating, should I spend this last holiday? Will this be the last holiday? You know, is it worth it? It's just a lot of stress on people. You know what I mean?
It is. And I think it's so important for us. And I think that was the biggest reason why I said I don't really want to focus on getting the guests. I wanted us to touch the people and talk to them just from our hearts to theirs. We normal, we got families, we moving around, you driving, I'm flying, JP's with fam. I think it's important to just check on the regular people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of glad we had this episode where it was just us. You know what I'm saying? Even though we have guests.
Agreed.
And I feel like sometimes we just needed to unpack Thanksgiving, everything we're all dealing with. So go ahead, Jay. I just felt like I had to. I was like, nah.
I agree with you, Joe. I say, as much as we got to have intimate family moments, I feel like we had to do that this episode.
Yeah.
And it was, and it feels good because when we started doing it like this, even when we have different people, when it's moments where we can just really enjoy each other, just laugh and shoot the shit with each other, and the people can see that we could do that as well.
Exactly.
Like, hopefully it could just bring some sort of, like, brevity and lightness and good energy. Like, so I agree with you.
I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening. You've been listening to the Afterthought podcast. This is what we do each and every Wednesday, 9:30 Eastern time on Anchor FM, streaming across the world. you know, I'm glad we came on here tonight. We didn't want to take up too much of your time because we know people got to cook. You got to see fam, but we wanted to be consistent and bring that love and that light.
Some people got to not do shit at all because we got some eyes. Those people, right?
No, but you did a lot though, Tiff, because even though you ain't cook, you did a lot of driving.
Yep.
I did.
And you drove.
That's a lot.
On a perfect world, we would have got up, all three of us, while you was in town. So I was like,
yeah, Joe.
And I left too.
I know. I'm gonna be all right.
So when are you coming back for Christmas? Because I'm coming. I gotta do two shows in Virginia, the 21st and the 23rd. But I don't think I'm coming out to Cali until Christmas Eve. So I'll
Well, I'm coming down Christmas Eve.
Okay. We gonna work it out. Me and JP might have to come to
Syracuse. So Christmas Eve.
Me and JP might have to come to Syracuse. Do an episode at Tib's house. You know what I'm saying? Do an in-house episode. You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
But I thank everybody tuning in.
You know, I'd be around.
Kevin Hill, Mark Clark, everybody just tuning in, showing us love.
Yes.
Kevin Clark special. Come on, touch on that before.
Yes. We do have to talk about that real quick before we go.
I'm gonna give you mine. I think Dave Chappelle's, to me, stood out way more. I think what he's dealing with, it did. What Dave is dealing with versus what Kev is trying to keep himself relevant. I feel like Kev is, there's a lot going on in Kev's world right now. We talked about it offset. We talked about the writers that's in and out.
Yeah.
He don't have his man Naeem in his corner I feel like Kev is in a different spot. And I think one, he flexed and made millions off of going to his basement. So off that, I give him that. But the content for me wasn't there. And I can tell he was working on some stuff. Now, on the Dave Chappelle, that...
he be dropping bombs.
Further let me know that Dave got to be cool, man, because he going to start a war. He going to beat another Nick Cannon. They going to try to take him out. I'm telling you.
Dave, they already did. I think he feels he has nothing to lose.
Yep.
He don't have anything to lose.
They already did.
We did that to him.
Nothing to lose.
Making his way on his own now, doing his own thing.
Yeah. And I respect that, cause look, as a man, eventually, you gotta stay true to who you are. You gotta speak up for yourself. And I'm gonna tell you, I want to mention something.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead,
no, I wanted to say the biggest difference. Because what Joe said, we definitely did have this discussion offline. But one thing I thought you was going to mention, Joe, that he said when we were talking about before we came on here, was that how Kevin Hart and how Chappelle deliver their material. So if you can talk about that real quick, Joe, like the perspective where they come from.
I think one, Dave Chappelle is talking from a Richard Pryor mentality. Somebody that's been in the game.
Grown, seasoned.
He's talking from rights and ownership and how networks do him. Now, Kevin Hart has been done wrong in a lot of different ways, whether he's brought on that attention or it's been brought on him. But what Dave is talking about, and he's talking about in Unforgiven, is very different from what Kevin's talking about. I think Dave is the reason why he got the Mark Twain Award. You know what I'm saying? What Dave is talking about in his specials versus what Kev is talking and doing is very different.
What was Kevin talking about? Kev was just more talking about COVID.
Kids, wives, being in the house. That's cool and all. But Dave was putting us on the stuff we need to know on how the industry moves and how he's been.
He was educating and teaching.
He was educating us, and that's what he's been doing.
That's what he's been doing.
Since he started at Radio City. Since he's been doing the special, since he's been doing this summer camp, since he's been doing the
Chappelle show, everything.
And I think he's realizing in a lot of ways, you know, damn, like, you know, like I hope he does fix it. I hope Nick Cannon fix it. I hope these powerful black men get back in position, knowing what they know now.
I would love to see Nick Cannon, Dave Chappelle. I would love to see other black creatives who are still using Viacom's platform speak up and say,
I'd like to see Martin back.
We're in we're all in support of our brothers, Dave Chappelle and Nick Cannon. Yep. And until Viacom, you start doing right by us. Like, see, this is when we get into deeper issues about leverage and when and where and how is the right time to start doing these things, whether it's on a political front, on a professional front, on a personal front. And I talk about the unity that we need to have as a collective. This is the time where I would love to see that. I would love to have heard Will say, HBO Max, you know I'm rocking with you, but I hope he, even if he doesn't say it publicly, I hope he's in somebody's ear talking about, look,
yeah,
y'all gotta take care of Dave.
The thing is this, you gotta be ready to lose it all and ready to
die.
You got
3 minutes left, y'all.
Everybody is not ready for that. So it's never gonna be that. Everybody is, Dave Chappelle don't give a fuck. He's unapologetic. He's always been. That's why he walked away from the Chappelle show. So if it was about money and being controlled, he would have still been a puppet and doing a, he would have been a puppet and been doing everything because he's great at what he does, but he's not for that shit. Everybody's not willing to give up everything.
That's the thing.
That's true.
Not everybody's willing.
Can we say one thing too? Okay. I want to say shout out to Healing. I saw, because you know we didn't mention this, but I saw it. The Will and Original on Viv and Janet Hubert.
I didn't watch it yet. Don't ruin it.
Them sitting
it
down.
I didn't watch it. I'm gonna watch it this week.
Oh, y'all didn't watch it?
I ain't watch it. Don't ruin it, because I want to watch it.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'm not gonna say. In the spirit of Thanksgiving. And in the spirit of continuing to grow, continuing to be better, I think we should watch. I think everyone should watch that.
What am I watching?
And I'll leave it at that.
The Fresh Prince reunion. Fresh Prince reunion.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not talking about the reunion. I'm talking about his actual sit down with Janet Hubert.
Okay. Oh, I didn't see that either.
They Will took that. Over. He took the red table from Jada. He took the red table from Jada and did it.
I want to watch the Fresh Prince reunion first and dig in and then watch that. So I did see that, but I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
I got time.
But I just think we should watch that.
Well, we are at our peak right now. We got to get out of here. I want to say shout out to everybody that's been tuning in, supporting us. Feel free to support us. anchorfm.com/theafterthought podcast. Support the show. Like it. Catch up on the other episodes. I want to know, how can they find you, Tiff, right now? Tell them where to find you, then we're going to go to Jay.
Find me on Facebook at Tiff Tonto, and you can catch me in the mornings, Monday through Friday, on WYWM Radio for the Morning Madness Show. Get all your news updates, weather reports, and some good music.
And you left out, you can catch her on I-95 heading into New York City on a random night. You can...
Yeah. You're on Stuyvesant right now. I'm in bed.
Yes. Spot. Yes. Tell them how to find you, Jay.
At JPC, the number 2, KLUB. You already know what it is on the gram, on that Twitter. I just want to say shout out to my co-host. Love y'all. Thank you. Shout out to the whole village. Like I said before, love y'all. Thank you. And that being said, catch us next week.
You already know, next week we got a surprise guest. I'm not going to leak that. I'll tell y'all offline, but we back to our guest. But before I do that, you know, it's Black Friday, and I got a treat for y'all. I got a comedy special I'm performing for free, y'all. This Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you're on the East Coast, if you're on the West Coast, it's 5 p.m. I'm on a platform called Livit, L-I-V-I-T, Livit. You can download the app. It's free. You can find me on there. This is Joe Hill. I got an hour comedy special. I'm putting out new material. I got new stories. I got a lot of shit to talk about. It's this Friday, the 27th, 8 p.m. All you got to do is download the app, find me, and tune in.
Joe.
8 p.m.
Send me the...
Go ahead, Jay. I got one more thing I gotta say. We talked about Black Friday. We talked about Cyber Monday. Don't play yourselves. Shout out to my co-host real quick. You need to make sure you get your She hoodies and shirts.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sold out right now. So yeah, y'all can place some orders.
You can pre-order right now. Hit her up. Hit her up right now.
Place those orders.
And I got some Afterthought podcast.
And what?
That's right. That's right. After a podcast,
yes, merch and that come up. Talk about that come up merch real quick, Joe. Because I'm supporting. We supporting our people.
Hit the website. This is joehill.com. That's where you're gonna find the merch. That's where you're gonna find the info for the comedy special. Tiff says she downloaded the app. JP, download the app. I'm gonna be streaming into.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
Japan. Download the app.
I'm gonna be streaming this Friday in Japan, Korea, China, this comedy special. So I'm telling y'all right now, konnichiwa, bitches.
Amazing.
All right. So,
that's three specials in a year, Joe.
Listen.
That's three in a year. That's two albums and another hour special.
And since you said it, I got a Christmas comedy mixtape coming out December 25th, Christmas Day. I'm taking you back to the Beastie Boys, Adam Sandler days, but it's the black version. Where I got skits, stories. I got content.
Damn.
I'm going to be in Kansas City. I'm going to be back in New York. I'm going to be in Virginia. And I'm going to be on the West Coast. I'm working. But Working don't stop.
I know.
Working don't stop.
When you come back to the city and you do that show, say what up to my homie.
Listen. Listen. I'm going to just give it to you now. I'm going to be back in New York December 6th. I'm with my sister, Evans. Mascara.
Hey, Eva.
I'm headlining. She's watching right now. She said, what up, bro? I'm headlining. We're going to be in Brooklyn. Secret location. Inbox me.
Yes, sir.
And we move.
What day is this?
December 6th. You're going to be back in the queues, though, by then.
December 6th.
But look.
That's a Sunday.
Either way, we back next Wednesday. Shout out to everybody supporting Africa Podcast. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday. Same time. 9:30 Eastern time on Facebook Live. Shout out to my co-host Tiff, JP. Other than that, have a safe Thanksgiving. We will see
you
next week. Until then, be safe, be merry, be well. I'll see y'all later.
Peace. Stay safe.
Be safe,
Tiff. Support your friends.
Yeah. I already parked. I'm here. Thank you. Peace.